Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Ches. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had quite an extensive discussion. What is the halacha of simonim? That we return a lost object based on simonim. And the Gemara's question was, is it simonim, or simonim deraisa, or a simonim derabbanan? And as we continue the discussion, we also mentioned there are different levels of simonim. Simonim of hakim, very strong simonim, simonim beinanim, simonim that are not that strong, and then we learned that there were simonim geruim, very weak simonim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav and Timtzalem, simonim lav deraisa. If you will suggest that simonim are not deraisa, so now the question obviously is, how could we ever return a lost object based on simonim? Answers the Gemara. The reason Chazal instituted that simonim should be effective, the nichle lemoitza aveda, the nahader b'simonim, somebody who finds an aveda is satisfied that what he found should be returned to the person who lost it. He's satisfied that such an arrangement should be put in place so that in case he loses something, if he loses something, nami nahadrele, it should be returned to him also in simonim, with simonim. Amalei Rav Safra l'Rava. So Rav Safra asked Rava, v'chi adam oisa toiv l'atzmai, is it possible to do something and be nice and say, I'll give up my right, but Mamon Shein Shaloi, why are we so more concerned for the person who found it versus the person who lost it? Maybe he doesn't want that. Ella, says the Gemara, the Nichle Lebal Aveda, actually the person who lost something is satisfied, that he should just be able to give a simon on his lost object, And like that, get it back. Made the idea because he is well aware. Eidim Leslay, he doesn't have Eidim to back up his claim, and because he doesn't have Eidim to back up his claim, so he says, "Kulam layodim simonim avakum dida." Nobody else is able to identify this lost object with the simonim, and now you have the simonim, but I. Because I am the owner of this object. So therefore, I know you have the simonim of Hakim. I'll present the strong simonim, the dove, the shekel, and I'll take it. And if I'm going to have to bring Edom, I'm not necessarily going to have Edom. And therefore, Chazal said that it's worth it that we should accept my presentation, the loser, the person who lost the object's presentation of simonim. Asked the Gemara, El Hod Tanan, we learned earlier on Daf Chof Amar Aleph, if somebody found three documents, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Echad Aloi V'Mishloisha, if the three documents all have the same loiva, but three different malvas, the halach is that that's an indication that the loiva must have lost this document, and therefore the halach is Yachsel Aloiva, should be returned to the loiva. On the other hand, Shloisha Shalavim and Echad, if there are three documents that have three different loivas, but one malva, then the halacha is yachs l'malva. We give it back to the malva. That's an indication that it fell for the malva. Says the Gemara, can we say in this case that the loiva, the nichle l'loiva, that the loiva is satisfied, l'adure l'malva, that the malva should get it back just because of simonim? Certainly, it is to the benefit of the loiva not to give back the shtar to the malva, because it's very possible that he had already paid up this debt. And now that's being returned to the malva, he'll have to pay again. Versus if it's left by the finder, obviously it would not be collectible. Amalei, so Rav said to Rav Safran, there, svaruhu. There, it's a whole different concept. Why it's given back to whomever it's giving back. Because as we said, Svaruhu, it makes logical sense that Echad Aloiva Mishloishev, the one person borrows from three different people, Yachzal Aloiva, the Gaba Loiva Shlichi, because if you have three documents with the same Loiva, it's going to make sense that the Loiva was holding on to those documents, and if they got lost, it must have been that the Loiva lost those documents. Gaba Malva, it makes no sense that it should be by the Malva. How would it make sense that a person should have three documents that have three different Malvas? Shmamina, it must be the Meloiva Nafal. On the other hand, Shlosha Shlava Me'echad, if all three documents that were found have one Malva, the Gaba Malva Shkichi, it makes sense it's by the Malva. Because why would they be by Loiva that isn't the Loiva on these documents? And therefore, the fact that the Loiva is satisfied or the Malva is satisfied is irrelevant, says the Gemara. So again, what we're learning is that the reason the Gemara is suggesting, Rav is suggesting, that the reason that if somebody who lost something could present a simonim, it's returned to him, because that's what anybody who loses something would want. Says the Gemara, what is the question? We also learned on Daf Chafam and Aleph, Matzah Tachmer Shel Shtaris, if you found a batch of shtaris that are all connected to each other, or a good Shel Shtaris, or a pile of shtaris, the halacha is Halayr Zay Yachser. If somebody could present simonim, as we learned, if somebody could present simonim, that how many shtaris were there together, how would they tie together, even if the malva gives those simonim, we give the shtaris back to the malva, even though it's very possible that they fell from the loiva. And certainly, the loiva who lost them is not satisfied that just based on simonim, we should give it back to the malva. Hochinami, says the Gemara, would we suggest the nichol loiva, that the loiva is satisfied, in this case, the hedru malva, to give the shtar to the malva? It must be that can't be the correct svara. So we're back to where we started. We're discussing simonim. Rava wanted to suggest a svara why simonim are effective, but that svara has been refuted. El Amar Rava, simonim deraisa. The reason simonim are effective, it's because based on a pasuk in the Torah, it's not the Rabbanan. The Ksiv, as we've been learning, the Torah HaKadosh says, when it speaks about mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, V'hoye imcha ad d'roish achicha oisai, says the Gemara, the pasuk saying that it should be with you until the person who lost it requests it back. Ask the Gemara, and then give it back to him. So ask the Gemara, let's understand what this pasuk means to say. V'chisala adatcha, can we assume that what the Torah meant to say was, that we should give it to him before he asks for it back? What is the Torah trying to teach us with this pasuk? Allah, says the Gemara, what the pasuk of Adroish Achicha Oisa is to be taught, is here to teach us, Der Shehu, investigate Im Ramayhu and Ramayi, if the person who's asking for this back is saying the truth or not. How do we make that determination? Lav b'simonim. Isn't it made through simonim? And since it's made through simonim, Shmaino, from here we see that simonim are effective with the Raisam. And Achroinim point out, haven't we learned that simonim are effective through the pasuk of Simla? So they say that this opinion will hold that Simla is only in a smachta. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Imtem Tzulayim Simonim Deraisa, if you'll say that Simonim Deraisa, so the Gemara immediately stops. Imtem Tzulayim, if you'll suggest, Hapashatli, haven't we just established that Simonim Deraisa? Says the Gemara, Mishum Dikla Meimer, because we could say Kedashinen, as we said in our previous year, that the way to understand this pasuk is not that the pasuk should be understood that the Torah is teaching us that we could rely on simonim, but what the Torah is telling us is that the only way we could return a lost object is with Edom. So the Gemara begins discussing various scenarios of a lost object and what is the halacha. Simonim is simonim. If two people bring simonim. What is the halacha? Yoniach. And as a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what this case was. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva say that even if we'll say that simonim are deraisa, so simonim of hakim are of course stronger. And therefore, if we two people bring simonim that are of the same status, both of them brought simonim mufhakim, both of them simonim beinanim, the halacha is that we should leave it at Yovel Yol. But what would be the halacha if one was able to bring simonim mufhakim and somebody else only brought simonim beinanim? The one that brought simonim mufhakim would get back the object. The Ritva, quoting the Ravid, says that no, that even if one has simonim of hakim, that the Gemara here is even referring to a situation, the one has simonim of hakim, and the other one has simonim beinanim, since the raisa, we're learning now, according to Rava, simonim are effective, that's considered a case of a status quo, and therefore the halacha is yemonach at Yovel Yol. So Rashi says, yuniach, the definition of yuniach at Yovel Yol. So I saw Rabbi Chanan asks that, yes, we're all looking forward at Shiyov Eliyahu, but Eliyahu is only one aid, and we're going to be discussing soon in our shir that an aid echad is not necessarily effective, and certainly B'chol HaTorah Kula, an aid echad is not effective. Why over here are we relying on an aid echad? So Rabbi Chanan answers that the way to understand the reason we will accept what Eliyahu HaNavi says is very much connected to what we've been discussing about a tzuvim rabbanon. Just like says Rabbi Chanan, that when we have a tzuvim rabbanon, we accept the tfiyas ayin of the tzuvim rabbanon. Eliyahu Navi is in that category. Others say a much simpler pshat that Eliyahu Navi will come. Who's going to be the person that's going to have the temerity to disagree with what Eliyahu HaNavi says? And once Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says what he says, we'll, of course, accept what he says. But then Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, why is the halachi here that yuniach, when we have this status, when we have the standoff, it should be yuniach at Yov Eliyahu, why shouldn't the halacha be a yachloiku, as we started the Masechta? So the Imre Bina says that since both of them are saying something, and it's unlikely, unlike what we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. When we learned the beginning of the Masechta, the reason we explained, the Gemara and the Rishonim explained, that Loch is Yachloiku, because two people are holding something, and it's really possible that they both picked it up at the same moment. And since it's quite possible that they both picked it up at the same moment, it does indeed belong to both of them. And therefore, the halacha of Yachloiku makes much sense. But that this aveda was lost, and it was an aveda that belonged to both of them, and now each one is claiming, well, I was the one that lost it, that is unlikely. And therefore, he explains that the only time the halacha is that Yachloiku is when it's indeed possible that both of them equally own this object. But when that is not the case, which presumably is the situation here, so there we don't say Yechloiku. And we explained at the beginning of the Masechta why we wouldn't say Yechloiku under such circumstances. The reason we don't say Yechloiku under such circumstances is because it turns out that the person who's Ramoy, the person who's saying something that's not true, will benefit. He'll end up getting something that he has no right to have. And therefore, in such a situation, the halacha, as the Gemara says, would be yuniach at Shiyova Eliyahu. Tosfos, other achronim say that Tosfos says that the only time we say Yechloiku, again, similar to what we began the Masechta with, is when they're both holding on to the object. Here, they are not both holding on to the object, so therefore Yechloiku is not going to be used. Another teretz that I saw that the Achronim say is that here there's a roiv against each one of them. Since there's a roiv disputing both of these claims, because There's one person that says it's his, and the rest of the world is saying differently. So therefore, since there's a rive, we can't say, we don't say achloik when there's a rive. Continues the Gemara. Simonim ve'edim. One person presents simonim, and one person presents edim. The loch is yinosin lebal edim. We give it to the person who could present the edim. And the Rashba and the Rosh say that even if the person who presented simonim is able to present simonim mevhakim, the aloch is that the edim prevail. There are the Rishonim who disagree. Because if we're learning that simonim mevhakim have the status of a deraisa, so then the aloch would not be that we should let the person with the edim prevail. Here we must be speaking about a case that one person brought simonim, but not simonim of hakim, and the other one brought edim. That's when the halacha is that the person with this edim prevails. The simonim is simonim. If two people brought simonim, and one person, besides having simonim, also had an eid echad, so we would think perhaps that since he also has an eid echad to back him up, he should prevail. Says the Gemara that no. Eid Echad command the Leis Adami. The halacha completely ignores that Eid Echad, the Yaniach, and therefore the halacha will be its left. So our Gemara has now introduced, as we said earlier, the Gemara would, a new concept. And that is the concept of an Eid Echad. What is going to be the halacha that, what is the halacha about an Eid Echad? If somebody could only bring, somebody in any case brings an Eid Echad to back up his claim. What is the halacha in B'chala Torah Kula? As we've learned, that an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv a Shvua. So says the Rosh, that the same halacha would be regarding an Eid Echad by an Aveda. The Eid Echad can't prove ownership of the Aveda, but somebody who says different than the Eid Echad, somebody who contradicts the Eid Echad, would have to swear. And if he refuses to swear, then the party who has the Eid Echad backing him up would get the lost object. The Nemuke Yosef disagrees with the Rosh, and he says that in the case of an Eid Echad, the Eid Echad does not help the person who has the Eid Echad backing him up to win. And then the Nemuke Yosef explains that what do we say about Eid Echad, as we said a moment ago? The strength of an Eid Echad is that an Eid Echad can be Mechayiv Shvua. And what happens when an Eid Echad obligates somebody to make a Shvua? He swears, somebody brings in an Eid Echad that says, you owe me money, and that person has to swear, and he won't have to pay. What would be the halacha by an Aveda? If somebody brings an Eid Echad that this Aveda belongs to him, and the other person will contradict and he'll swear, then the Aveda won't be given to him anyway. The only time we impose a Shvua, says the Nemuke Yosef, is by me making the Shvua, I'll win and not have a claim against me. That wouldn't be the case here. So, again, we have here a fundamental machloikis. If we could rely on an Eid Echad. The Ritvas, Machlokes Rishonim, the Ritvas says that you can, the Ritvas says you can't, and he says that the Ran says you can. And Rabbi Chanan, explaining the position of the Ran, says that normally we always require two Eidim, because when does the Halacha require two Eidim? When we want to take something away from somebody who's a Muchzik. When somebody is a muhsik, there the halacha requires that I can't take something away from him without two edim. An aveda, by definition, as we've been learning, there is no muhsik. So therefore, an eid echad, says Rabbi Chanan explained, the Ran would be successful. Shari Yosha has a simpler position. The Shari Yosha's position is that when do we not rely on eid echad? When there's a dispute. So the halacha is that an Eid Echad, when we have a dispute between two parties, an Eid Echad cannot be relied on to settle that dispute. He says when we speak about an aveda, a lost object. There's no dispute here. I found something. I don't know who is the owner of this object. And somebody comes and claims that he is the owner of this object. In such a situation, since there's no dispute, says the Shari Yosher in explaining the position of Duran, an Eid Echad, the testimony of an Eid Echad can be accepted. Continues the Gemara, Eid Ariga, if there's a talus that was found, and one person could bring Edim, that he was the one that sold this talus, and there's another person that brings Edim the Fila, that he was the one that lost the talus, says the Gemara, Tinasein le Edim the Fila. The Halacha says that we should give it to the person who says that he lost it. The Amrinan, because we say, yes, you were the one that made the talus, but what happened was, Zvune Zavna, you sewed together this talus, and then you sold it, and the person who you sold it to, or Minish Achrin Nafal, it fell from him. Midas Archai, or Midas Rochbai. One person is able to testify to the length of this garment that was found, and one is able to speak about the width of the talus. To Nasun Midas Archai, we give it to the person who's able to speak about the length. The Midas Rochbai, the width, Shuri Kamshale, you could evaluate Kamachsale Marvakai. The width of a beged, you could estimate by seeing when a person wears it. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain the Gemara here is speaking about a garment like the talus gadol that we wear. The talus gadol that we wear, people wear, you could look at the talus and basically figure out what is the width of the person who's wearing it. The length, Midas Archoi, is not easily established, Loi Mishtarlei, and therefore the person who's able to identify the width is the person that to whom we will give back this baguette. There's a stronger simon. Midas Archoi, or Midas Rachboi, or Midas Kamov. One person said the length and the width, and the other person just said the entire area. So it says the Gemara, you're nothing, we give it to the person that was able to say Midas Orchav Rachboy. The fact that he knew all of these details about this talus is clearly an indication that he is the owner of this talus. If we have one person who's saying, says the Gemara, Midas Orchav, Midas Rachboy, the length and the width, and the other person says Midas Mishkalaisov, the weight, the halacha is that Yinosin Lamidas Mishkalaisov would give it to the person who's able to say the weight. The base of Ephraim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, ask that here we see, not like that there's an opinion of the base of Ephraim. The base of Ephraim says that even though we've been learning the strength of Simonim of Hakim versus Simonim Shenim of Hakim, here this person comes with two Simonim which are not of Hakim. The person comes with the Midas Archai Rechbai. And the other person comes with Midas Mishkalaisov, and the Gemara is saying that since Midas Mishkalaisov is a Simon Muvhak, and Midas Archai Rechbai are Simonim She'en Muvhakim, the person with the Simon Muvhak prevails. But ask the Shulchan Aruch Rav that the Beis Ephraim says that two Simonim She'en Muvhakim are equivalent to one Simon Muvhak. So why is this not considered a standoff? Explain the Achroinim, that yes, two Simonim She'enim of Hakim could be equivalent to one Simon Muvik, but that's only on their own, but not when they're standing against the Simon Muvik. When they're standing against the Simon Muvik, certainly even two Simonim She'enim of Hakim could not stand up. Another case, who am a Simon get? There's a get, and the question is, did it fall from the husband or did it fall from the wife? He says Simonim, v'hi marries Simonim, and she says Simonim. The halacha is, Yidnasan lo, we give it to her. And the Gemara drills down. But exactly what is the circumstances? Ilam Midas Aruch v'Rachvay, that the Simon that the wife provided was the length and the width of the guest, of the get. Says the Gemara, why would that be considered a good Simon? Dilma Bahadid Anakdale, as he was holding it, she saw it, and she was able to determine what is the length and width of this get. Says the Gemara, Ella Nekav Yesh Bebetzad Pliny. If she's able to say that this get, there's a hole next to that letter, that's considered a very strong simon, and therefore we give it back to her with that simon. Hu aimer simon echot. If he says the string that they used to tie the get, and he aimer simon echet, yibnasan lo. Says the Gemara. Again, what does this mean? B'mai, what is meant here in the Gemara? Ilema b'chivra b'sumka, that they're both saying the color of that string. Says the Gemara, why would that be a raya that she was the one that lost it? Dilma, perhaps what happened here was, b'hadid anakalei, as he was holding the get, chazite, she saw the string with which it was tied. Ella b'midas archa, she's able to say the length of the string. Whoever b'chafisa, if he says that it was the get was in a certain pouch, v'imaris b'chafisa, yinasun loy, then we give it to him. My tama, because saying that it was in a pouch doesn't really mean anything. Because Mei the Yada, she is well aware that Mei the Yada, the Kamad Isle b'chafisa, that anything that's in the pouch, that anything that he has, any important documents, b'chafisa the manach loy, he puts into his pouch, and therefore saying that it was in his pouch doesn't really prove anything. Says the Mishnah, how long does a person have to keep on making an announcement that he found the lost object? Says the Mishnah, ad kedei shiyed b'shchenav, until all of his neighbors are well aware that he found this lost object. Divrei Rameya, Yehuda Mishal Shugolim. Yehuda says three Yom Tovim, and then after the last Yontif, V'acha Regal Achron, after the last Yontif, Shiva Yomim. Why? K'dei Shielich L'beisai Shlosh Yomim. We want to give a person a chance to go home. It takes him 3 days to go home, and then be home to look if that object that's lost was a he that lost it. V'yachsa Shlosh Yomim, and then 3 days to travel back. V'yachsa Yomim, and make an announcement. And as all the Mefarshim explain, why is it three Yom Tovim? The reason for three Yom Tovim, because we need to be concerned that maybe this person wasn't there for three Yom Tovim. But once he was there all this time, once we don't have to wait more than this time. So we learned that Ramea's opinion was that you have to keep on announcing at Shiedu until the people who are your neighbors know. Tana Shechena Aveda. Ask them, what does that mean? My Shechena Aveda. Ilema, if we're going to say Shechena the Balaveda, the neighbors of the person who lost this object. So he says, if I know who lost the object, if I know who is the one that lost the object, so let me just go give it back to him if I know who lost it. Ella Shechena Hamokim Shenitzu Baaveda, the people who live in the vicinity where the Aveda was lost. Yehuda's opinion was Shalosh Regalim, and then 7 days. Ask the Gemara, why would we assume that 7 days is enough time to go and come back? Remini, the Mishnah Masechta Tana says, when do we begin saying the same Talmoter in Eretz Yisrael? B'shloisha b'machezvim shal maskisham. We start saying the same Talmoter. Why is it Shiva Ba? Chamisha esoyoyim acha chag. It's 15 days after Sukkot, k'day shiagia ha'achron, should be Yisrael na'apras, that everybody should be able to travel home and not get caught up in the rain. So of course, the Tosfos Yontif asks, if it says seven b'cheshvin, it means, obviously, seven cheshvin are 15 days after Yontif. So why do we have to say both? So he answers, because what happens, we know in those days the months weren't fixed. And what happens if Tishrei is a day shorter than normal? So it's going to be a day late. It's going to be Ches Cheshvin. So it's interesting. The Pais can point out this is relevant for Eretz Yisrael. And the Rishonim say this. In Eretz Yisrael, the question is, when do we start saying the same Talmud Matar? So presumably, the reason we should really start saying the same Talmud Matar right after Yontif. The only reason it was pushed off is, as the Gemara says, to give people an opportunity to go back home, wherever they live in Eretz Yisrael, and not get caught up in the rain. So the question is, Bizman Azeh, where unfortunately we don't have people, we don't have a Lila Regal, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so shouldn't the halacha revert back that we should say saying Talmud Matar immediately after Sukkot. But we know that that's not the halacha. Even Bizman Hazeh, the saying Talmud Matar, we only begin to say the saying Talmud Matar and Etz Yisrael on Zayin Cheshvin. Why is that? So the Rishonim already say that even in a time like our time, where there is unfortunately no longer a Beis HaMikdash, still, it was the minig that people would gather in Yerushalayim for Sukkot. And since that was the minig, they kept that halacha that we should wait to save a Saint Talmud Matar until Zayin Cheshvin, that all the people that even Bizman Hazeh travel to Eretz Yisrael, travel to Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, should have a chance to get back home. So what we see here is that it takes much longer to go. Why is our Mishnah only giving you 7 days? Answers: the Gemara Amar Rav Yosef like Kasha. Kan the Mikdash Rishon, the Kan the Mikdash Sheni. There's a difference between the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. Says the Gemara, the Mikdash Rishon and the Fish Yisrael Tuva. During the Mikdash Rishon, there were so many Jews that lived in Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk says the Gemara, the Ksibahu, Yehuda Yisrael, Rabim Kachol Ashas, Yom Leroiv, Binin Kulei Hai. We have to have more time for everybody to be able to get home. Migdashani Delay Nafish Yisrael Tuva. There weren't so many people that moved at Yisrael the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Ezra. It says the Gemara, Kala Kol Techad Arba Riba Apayim Shosh Meish Vishlishim, much smaller group. Lai Binin Kalahai, we don't need that much time to get back. Amal Abaya says the Gemara, for Ksiv, doesn't say that by the time of Bai Sheni, V'yeshva kahanim alviim v'mashayrim v'ashayrim v'kol Yisrael b'areim. So the first Teretz assumed that they didn't live everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. They lived all closer to Yerushalayim. So since they all lived closer to Yerushalayim, it didn't take them so long to get back. But nowadays, that they live closer, we don't need such a long time. But ask the Gemara, for Ksiv, but the Pasuk says, not like that. The Pasuk says, V'yeshva kahanim v'alavim v'mesharim v'asharim v'chol Yisrael b'areim. They lived all throughout Eretz Yisrael. V'kivin d'achihu. And since that's the case, that everybody lived in the same distance, we should say just the opposite. Ipcha mistabra. Migdash Rishon, the Nefesh Yisrael Tuva, based on Migdash Rishon, where many Jews lived, the Mitzavas Ba'alma, and there were many people traveling, and therefore, Mishtaka Shiarta, the Azli Bain, Bimam Ben Layla, there were always people traveling to Eretz Yisrael, back around Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's easier to get home quicker. Loi Bin Kulahai. Wasagi Betlasa Yoma, and you could do it in a total of 3 days. However, Migdashani, the Lion of Fisher Yisrael Tuva, there weren't so many Jews that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there weren't so many travel options. V'loi Mitzavis Alma, V'loi Mishtaki Shiarta, the Azli Bein B'yom Bein B'layla. It's harder to find people traveling all the time back and forth. That's why Bina Kulahai. Rav Amma, Rav however says, Loi Shlom B'Migdash Rishon, V'loi Shlom B'Migdashani, doesn't make a difference. Loi Techir Rabbanim Yosh Medai. It does take that long, but in Aveda, we wanted to be lenient versus the person that found it, that we shouldn't have to make that much of a, that we have to wait that long. Amar Rav Shmaminah says the Gemara, from here we see that the question that the Gemara is going to address is when an announcement is made, how much detail is included in the announcement? Says the Gemara, Shmaminah, ki machris, glima machris. You don't just say, I found the lost object. You actually identified that it was a specific type of garment. This akadatech, if the announcement is much more general, all you say is avedit machris, you just say somebody lost something, and now this person is going home to see did he lose anything, then of course it will take much longer to look through everything. You need much more time to look through everything that you own. It must be shmamina. Glima machris, all you announce is the coat. So when you go home, all you look through is your coats. Are you missing your coat? Shmami no. Rava disagrees. Rava ma afilatema avidita machris. That the announcement is a general announcement, But again, the teretz, the concept that the Gemara just introduced, they didn't want to make it so hard that the person should have to wait. Here we learned a halacha that we don't begin saying the same talmoter until 15 days after Yom Tov, to make sure that everybody gets home before it starts to rain. So I saw that the Achroinim asked, so then we should stop saying the same talmoter 15 days before Pesach. For the people who are traveling to Yerushalayim to be Oyler Regal for Pesach, not to have to travel in the rain. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that a person traveling to have the schus, to be Oyler Regal, the rain doesn't bother him. And even if he has to travel through the rain, the opportunity that he has that he's going to be Oyler Regal outweighs the bother of the rain. But traveling home from Yerushalayim, then the rain is problematic. Another teretz that I saw, a very balbatish teretz, he says that the people traveling in the winter will wear coats. Person that comes to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos comes without a coat. He doesn't realize that it may rain, and because of that, the halacha is we need to be more concerned about that person. We have to be more concerned about that person than this person. Tana Baron, regular Rishon, when it's the first Yontif that he's making this announcement, he has to say that this is regular Rishon, this is the first Yontif I'm making this announcement. Regular Sheni, when it's the second Yontif that he's making this announcement, he says this is the regular Sheni, because the person who hears the announcement should know that this is going to be, that it's going to be not the last chance. Regel Shlishi, but it's the third Yontif Stam, Vamai, but ask the Gemara, why should he not have to say Regel Shlishi? Says the Gemara, Deloy also Lachfufi B'Sheni. People would think that he's not, that it's the second Yontif. So you have to be clear, first and second. Sheni Nami, so why when he says the second Yontif, should we not be concerned with Lachfufi B'Rishin? Says the Gemara, we're not that concerned, because also Shlishi, he still has another opportunity. Tana Baron, Rishonim Kol Mi Shematza Aveda. Originally, anybody who found an Aveda, Haymachus Alay Shal Shugolim. The announcement was made for Shal Shugolim. Vachal Regal Achron. And after the last Yontif, we waited Shivas Yomim. We waited for 7 days. We waited for seven days. Kidei Shielach, as we learned in the Mishnah, that he should go home 3 days, the Yachzer shouldn't come back for 3 days, the Yachris Yom Echon be able to claim his lost garment. However, says the Mishnah, Mishchar Beis Hamikdash Shibar B'Meher B'Yameinu, Haskinu Shemachrizim B'Bat HaKnesis B'Bat HaMidrashos, announcements are made in B'Bat HaKnesis B'Bat HaMidrashos, Mishraba Anonsim, that people who hear that somebody found the lost item, that they're going to report that to the government, because legally it may belong to the government. Ask the Gemara, what does it mean, Mishraba Anansin? The Amri Aveda Tel Malka, people who reported to the government. Rav Ami Ashkech Urta the Dinri, he found a basket full of money, Chazi Ba'anesh the Commerces, and he saw that Rav Ami was frightened, because obviously Rav Ami was concerned that this person is going to report him. Amle Zekol Nafshach, you could keep it. The La Parsoyanon, I'm not from the Parsoyim, the Amri, that I say anything that's lost, Lamalka should be turned over to the government. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, Evan Tainos of Yerushalayim, there was a lost and found in Yerushalayim. Komi Shami of the Lay Aveda, anybody who lost something, Nifn Lasham, would go there. The Komi Shemites Aveda, anybody who found anything, Nifn Lasham, would go there. Za Oimir Makris, this one would announce that I found something. Zal Amy Vinoitland Simonim, and the other person would give Simonim Vinoitland. Zu Shininu, and this is what the Mishnah Masechta Tainus teaches us, that one time there was a drought, and Chani Amagel, they came to Chani Amagel to Davin, that there should be rain, and he said, bring all of your furnaces inside. And he Davin, and it didn't rain. And then he made a circle, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Your children are relying on me. I'm very close to you. And he said, Nishvani, Yachani Amagel said, I swear, that I'm not leaving until you have Rachmanis and bring rain. Grain came down slowly. Omar, so then Chani said, Loi kach shalti, that's not what I asked for. El gishme boi resichem oiris, I asked for strong rain. His chilulayr bezaf, they came down violently. To that he said, Loi kach shalti, El gishme rotsun a brach of the dova, I'm asking for rain that comes down properly, a yard ketukonim. And there was so much rain, says the Gemara, at chiyotsu yishrom yishlaim lahar bayis v'negishamim. They had to leave. They had to all go up to the Har Bayis, a higher elevation, because of the rain. And Bov Amrloi, they came to tell him the problem. And they asked him, Shem Shispat Alem Shiyardu Kach Spal Shiyelcho. Just like Davin, that they should come, Davin that they should leave. Amrloi, Tzu Eru Nimchas Evan Atoyim. So he said, look at how high the rain is. If the rain reaches the top of this spot where they made the lost and found, then we have to see. So we see that there was in Yerushalayim and Evan HaToyin, and that's the place that we're referring to, that they made, that they, this is the place that we're referring to forever, for lost or found. Says, so I saw that the Benyan Yayada says, why is it called Evan HaToyin? That it was the place where people would get up and toyin. They would have a taina, they would have a, they would have an issue with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they would say, just like here in Yerushalayim, we have a lost and found, where people return the things that are lost, so too, we're davening to you that we shall, we're davening to you that Toyin, that we have a claim that you should do the mitzvah Shavas Aveda and bring us back to Yisrael. And it's interesting that very often the Gemara speaks about the Beis HaMikdash. But here, the Gemara, when it speaks about the Halacha of Shavas Aveda, says, Mishchara Beis HaMikdash Shehara Shibonim B'meher Yemeinu. It's very unusual that the Gemara, when it speaks about the Beis HaMikdash, of course, whenever we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, we automatically hope and pray, Shibonim B'meher Yemeinu. But we don't normally find that the Gemara should use that kind of a language. Why over here does the Gemara use that type of a wording? And perhaps the answer is because it's so connected to the Evan HaToyin, where we claim the Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shibana B'Meher B'Yameinu, because that's what the Evan HaToyin reminds us. So the question, of course, is, Bezman Hazeh, when a lost object is found, what does the halacha require? What does the halacha require? So, Moshe in the Shalosh Tshuvos, Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simon Mehei discusses this and says that what we need to do is put up an announcement in public places. Moshe, interestingly, mentions, put up an announcement next to the elevator. If you found something in the lobby of a building, put it up next to the elevator. And that, or put up an, put it up in the shul, if the object was found in the shul. And that would be enough. The question is, would one have to put up an announcement in a newspaper? So I saw that the Paiskim suggest that one is not obligated to spend money to put it into a newspaper. And you would only have to put it up in a newspaper if the advertisement in the newspaper is for free. Says the Mishnah, Omar as Aveda, somebody says, I lost this object. However, Loi Omar Simonel, he isn't able to identify Simonim, the Loch is Loyutin Loi. For a Moi, and if a person is known to be dishonest, Apish Omar Simonel, even if he's able to identify Simonim, Loyutin Loi, don't give it to him. Shnema, Ad Rosh Achicha Oisoi, and the Loch teaches us, if this person is an honest or dishonest person. Itmar, says the Gemara, we spoke about this earlier, how is the announcement made? So Yehuda says, all you say is that I found a lost object. Or Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says that glima makros, you should announce the specific item that you announce the specific item that was mentioned. Rav Yehuda mavida to makros, the yamid glima makros. If you're going to be that detailed, chashil ramoy, you're opening it up to make it easy for a dishonest person to come. Rav Nachman on glima makros. So the Rishonim all say that the Machlokes here is only after Mishurabah HaRamoy, that there are many Ramoyim. But in a world where you don't have to worry about Ramoyim, everybody would agree that you should be detailed with your announcement. Tanan, Amar Savoida, if the person, we learned in our Mishnah, if the person who lost it is able to say, I lost something, however, they can't give simonim. Hareza lo yitin lo, don't give it to him. So explains the Gemara. Yeah, b'shlam aveda to makris, that you just say aveda hokamashlon. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? Avgad amaglima. He's saying what you found must be a coat. Now, by him saying that what you found must be a coat, he had no way of knowing that it was a coat. So therefore, we would think that kilei amas simonim, even if he didn't give simonim, we still don't give it to him. That's a chiddush. Eliam glima makris. If I say I found a coat, and he says a coat, ami iglima, we both say coat. Tzrich lemaymer. It's obvious they kill a amas simonim loy madrina loy. If he can't offer simonim, I don't give it back to him. Answers the Gemara Amar of Safra. The way to understand is as follows: loyam glima makris. I make an announcement that I found a coat, and he says ami iglima. I lost the coat. Speaking of a case that Ami Iu Glima, I say I found the coat. For Ami Iu, in the person that lost it said a coat with the simonim. My shlama simonah. So what does it mean when the Mishnah says he didn't say simonim? He did say simonim. Says the Gemara, what that means is shloi ama simonim of hakim didah. He didn't give simonim of hakim, and our Mishnah is now teaching us that simonim of hakim are required. And without simonim of hakim, you don't give it back. Haramai apishama simonah, but a ramai, even if he gave simonim, hareza lo yitin lo, don't give it to him. Tan rabbanan says the Gemara Berishona originally kami shalav devleda. Anybody who lost something, hayinoisin simonim v'noitla, he would just give simonim, and that would be enough. However, mishurubar aminoim, once there were abundance of ramoim, haskinu shem lo tsev avei edim. You have to prove the lav ramayat, that you are not a ramay, and then the tow, you'll be able to get your aveda. Says the Gemara Kehado Avud Rapapa, like there was an episode with the father Rapapa, Irchas Leichamra, he lost a donkey, Vishkechua, and then they found it. And his father, the father of Rapapa, wanted to take the donkey. Also, Kamed Rabbi Rafuna, Amale Zil Isis Adi, the lav ramayat. Bring witnesses that you are not a Ramai, Vital, and then you'll get it. Also, Isis Adi, he brought Edom. Amalhu, and Rabbi Barafuna asked those Edom, Yedetim Beid Ramayihu, are you knowledgeable that is Ramai? Amal, yes, in. They misunderstood the question. They thought that the question that was being asked is that is he not a Ramai? Amalhu, and not Ramai Amina? So, Rapapa's father said to them, you're calling me a Ramai? I'm like, and now lav Ramai at Kamrinan. We meant to say that you're not a Ramai, says the Gemara, even though there's a halacha that Kivin Shegit Shuvay Nechoyza Magid, as we learned in Masechta Ksubis, that Fiyut Chesim Abeis, and Edom may not retract their testimony. Mistabra, here, it's not considered a retraction. The reason it's not considered a retraction, it was the father of Rapapa who brought these Edom. He certainly would not have brought Edom that are going to say testimony to his detriment. And therefore, the halacha is they can back off. They can retract. And the way I saw that the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, that even though there's a halacha of Kivin Shehigid, that once somebody said testimony, Shuv Ein Echozu Magid, he may not retract, that halacha was only, there's a halacha, but if they retract, Toich Kedei Dibur, they can go back. And that this situation is no worse than a situation of Toich Kedei Dibur, where it's clear that Rapapa's father had not brought them to say bad about him, and therefore they can retract and say, of course we meant to say that he's not a Rami.